The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, talk, sports. I had a very lazy weekend. I sat around a lot. I did show prep. I did some writing, did some of that. But on Friday, season two, all-in-one chunk of House of Cards debuted. So I binge-watched quite a bit of it over the weekend. There are 12 episodes. I believe I am through episode four. It continues to amaze me how that show, and by the way, if you're not aware of it, it's a Netflix original series that deals with the political drama, melodrama, intrigue of Washington. In a weird way, the central character, South Carolina Congressman Francis Frank Underwood, is a lot like Dexter in that Showtime series. Dexter is a serial killer you're supposed to root for. Frank Underwood, his wife calls him Francis. Frank Underwood is evil. You have learned that he's capable of murder. He's evil. And in season two, it just continues. Here's the guy that's always trying to win, and he's the protagonist of the story. But he's this rotten, rotten human being, so rotten, and Kevin Spacey plays him so well that my wife can't watch it. It's just despicable. I will say this. One of the things you learn in season two, if you weren't already sure, his wife, Claire Underwood, is every bit as evil as he is. Every bit. Now, obviously, murder and other things that go on in here are exaggerations of what goes on in Washington, but the back and forth, the cheating, the double-crossing on deals, I suspect all of that is real. And those who cover the Beltway and those who live in it love this show. That should tell you something. Here's the part that I continue to find interesting. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you later in the show. There's an interesting element of House of Cards. I'll tell you about it later in the show because I actually want to spend a few minutes on it. I promise there will be no spoilers. And it's really hard with a show like House of Cards, which Netflix dumps all at once. So you can watch it whenever. You can watch all 12 of them 6 months from now. So it's not one of these things. I can't assume that most of the audience who wants to watch it will have watched it at any given time. So I'm going to avoid spoilers, but I do want to talk about it because there's something very intriguing about it to me. All right, let's start on the local scene with politics. By the way, ton of stuff to get to in the starting of the 9 o'clock hour. John Kerry's diatribe on climate change, global warming. We're going to get to that. Things going on in Madison. An update on Tom Petri, congressman from Fond du Lac. I will tell you, absolutely, we're going to have a lot of stuff left for the after show video. If you're not aware, if you don't know, we've been doing this for almost a month now. We produce an after show video right after the show. That's why we call it the after show video. Yeah, clever name there, huh? That's kind of like calling my show the Jerry Bader Show. A lot of thought went into that. Yeah, exactly. I like eponymous names. The after show video. A lot of it today, what happens is we do it right after the show. Jason produces it. Some people like this, some people don't. I break the fourth wall on the video and talk to Jason just the way I talk to him on the air. I like it. And you'll probably see more of that. But it's usually posted at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com early afternoon. Early afternoon. So, exactly, Jason, exactly. See, they don't even know what you just said. I'm just saying exactly. So it should be on the Bader blog early afternoon. Going to have a lot of stuff today. All right. Speaking of politics, as I was a moment ago, there's a pretty major development on the local political scene. State Representative John Klenke announced today he is not seeking re-election. I will confess to you, this is not breaking news to me. I have known about it for weeks. I was sworn to secrecy. Now, there are those who aren't going to believe that. There are those who are going to believe that he's doing this after saying that the state should pull back its $2 million KI convention money because of Jim Schmidt's mule-headed, small-minded stubbornness when it comes to Walmart downtown. Now, it's possible that John Klenke felt liberated to make that suggestion that the state take back that money because he's not seeking re-election and he has nothing to lose, but I will tell you that decision came weeks before the action. In fact, I've known for months that John was contemplating not seeking re-election. I spent 5 minutes saying I'm not going to give any spoilers for House of Cards, and an emailer says, please, no spoiler for House of Cards. Sometimes I just wonder. Fine. Just for that, I'm going to do it right now. I am. Frank Underwood is really a woman, and his wife is an Al-Qaeda terrorist. There, I just gave the whole thing up. Now people quickly watch to see if there's any truth to that at all. Those are two pretty good plot lines, though, you have to admit. And I just pulled them out of thin air. Or did I? Now, John, and I don't know John's reason any more than anyone else does, John Klenke, for not seeking re-election. There should be an announcement very soon of a Republican candidate who will be running. I can make that prediction for you. If, in fact, it hasn't happened already. I do, however, so John Klenke is not running for his assembly seat. I do want to talk about an editorial over the weekend slamming or at least criticizing John Klenke for the move to get the building commission to reconsider that $2 million for the KI Center downtown because of Jim Schmidt's just completely mind-boggling intransigence on the downtown Walmart. Here it is, their editorial from yesterday. The debate about whether the city of Green Bay should approve a Walmart Supercenter on North Broadway has been passionate at times. The last thing we need injected into the debate is political grandstanding. But that's just what we got last week, courtesy of State Representative John Klenke, Green Bay Republican. Klenke on Monday said he'll ask Ashley No. Klenke, as I reported a week ago Saturday, and then the Press Gazette and everyone else picked it up. See, I'm going to stop there a moment because I never get credit for that. I broke the, at least up here, I shouldn't say I broke it, another Milwaukee talk show had it, but I had John on the air Monday morning, but I had it in the blog on Saturday. Anyway, trust me, the media up here found out about it from me. And when I get something from the Press Gazette, I say it. They never say that. Anyway, Klenke said he'll ask the state's building commission to consider a $2 million state grant to help pay for the $21 million KI Convention Center expansion if the city doesn't approve the Walmart proposal. The jobs, tax base, and economic development promise that a 154,000-square-foot store represents are too good to turn down, Klenke said, and if the city can't see that, then don't come and ask me for help. I agree with that completely. I do. They don't. Klenke is way off base here for a number of reasons. First, the projects are two separate issues. So what? Back to them. The expansion of the KI Center and the renovation of the Clarion Hotel are linked, but they are not linked to the Larson Green property on the other side of the Fox River where Walmart wants to build. Work on the KI Center has already started. Because of the expansion, the center has landed a national convention put on by the Groundwater Protection Council, based in Oklahoma City, slated for September 2016. Also, KI has extended its naming rights, valued at $2 million over 20 years. The Bellevue furniture maker has continued its support of the center. that is KI, the furniture maker, is another for another 20 years, it will be called the KI Convention Center. The Convention Center expansion is expected to have a $4 million a year economic impact on the Green Bay area. To do anything that delays this renovation is irresponsible. Second, for all the talk about local control, it seems inconceivable that the state would get involved on the local level like this. Rescinding a grant over whether the city approves where a retailer wants to locate is a local decision and has no bearing on the KI Center expansion. Yes, it does. Because while local control is important, it was that local entity, the city of Green Bay, that wanted state money. And Clanky's point is, why should people all around Wisconsin pay for this expansion, which is supposed to help Green Bay, when there is a massive economic opportunity sitting in front of Jim Schmidt's nose to help downtown Green Bay, and he's telling it to go to hell? I actually do see that Clanky's way. Finally, what we need in this debate are workable solutions, options, and ideas, not punitive threats that penalize one development for what might happen with a different development. I'm going to argue that's Jim Schmidt's doing, because he simply will not budge on this. By the way, if you talk to people involved in downtown development, none of them will go public. But if you talk to people in downtown development, they will tell you that Jim Schmidt has a tendency of micromanaging which developments should go where. And that's why he's pitching such a fit here. That privately behind the scenes, again, I'm telling you what people involved in downtown development tell me. And there are those who feel that Jim Schmidt is biting the hand that feeds downtown, because he feels it's up to him to decide what goes where, and that he's almost acting as a de facto development director. I'm telling you, that's the way some people involved in downtown development feel. I'm not going to name projects, and I'm not going to name names, because I'm not at liberty to do that. It would explain why he is so far off the deep end on this, that he's used to dictating and mandating what goes where behind the scenes. It would explain a lot. This was the only leverage out there. Clanky used it. I applaud him for that. There was no other leverage. Negotiations, that's not going to happen. That's the store Walmart wants. It would be great for downtown. There's a handful of whiny merchants who don't see it that way. The rest of the opposition are simply who hate Walmart. And Jim Schmidt continues to insist he doesn't fall into that category. If that's true, as I said, he's long past the point where he can say that with credibility, because it now has the appearance of that. I have no problem with this. They go on. Clanky told the Press Gazette Media editorial board that the governor and the legislature have been stressing economic development, and the mayor shouldn't dismiss Walmart's willingness to foot the cost for site remediation and environmental studies and not ask the city for any tax breaks, as well as a number of jobs it would create. We agree with him on most of his points, but not his method for convincing the mayor. We can't see taking a $2 million grant from one economic development project because of city action on a different one. All right, then what's your solution for getting Jim Schmidt to move? You agree with John Clanky and all of that stuff, but you don't agree with his heavy-handed, and I admit it's heavy-handed, tactic here. So is Jim Schmidt's. What do you propose then? To deal with a mayor who will do anything, including appointing himself to a board so he can vote against it? What is your suggestion then to counter Jim's heavy-handedness? I don't have one either. That's why I support John Clanky here. You agree that it makes no sense for Jim Schmidt to walk away to all the positives that a Walmart will deliver. In an editorial on your newspaper, you said that you have not heard a compelling argument against it. Yet you want reasonable people to sit down and discuss this and work it out. Problem is, Jim Schmidt's not being reasonable. How can he be reasonable with the unreasonable? He's not going to budge on this. There aren't many levers at the disposal of those of us who favor the store. John Klenke found one. And John Klenke, as we learned today, is not seeking re-election, so I'm not carrying water for him in any way. He's gone. He doesn't give a you-know-what. And I was as close to saying that, Jason, as it appeared. I actually was. He doesn't care. That's the liberation of not seeking re-election, which he did know when he did that. So I would submit that their editorial makes absolutely no sense. They agree that something's got to be done to try to bring Jim Schmidt to reason. But that's not going to happen. It simply isn't. All right. As I mentioned, it was kind of a sluggish weekend for me. Because I felt like lying around. Interesting, though, I continue to lose weight. By the way, that's one of the big questions I'm getting. So are you exercising with this diet you're on? The first thing I do is correct them and tell them it's not a diet. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is a weight loss system. It's not a diet. So am I exercising? And by my scale, as of today, I've lost 20 pounds. I lost another pound yesterday. By my scale, I've lost 20 pounds in 26 days. Well, how can you do that? And you're not. In fact, I am discouraged from exercising at this point. Why? Because it's not just the food that they change. And I've told you about all the supplements, everything that goes with it. That's changing the way my physiology works. I hadn't been exercising, really, when I started this. So as you go through this first process, you don't want to do that. But trust me, exercise, for me, will come. It might not for you. And by the way, I don't have her name. I got an email over the weekend from a listener who's tried it. And her first week has been very, very successful. So give Dr. Jason Litwin a call, 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. Yeah, you really will see it that fast. And listeners, by the way, a number of listeners have tried it. 920-268-1386. John Kerry and a whole lot more right after 906. It's 856. She makes me think of lightning and skies. She's sexy. How else is God supposed to arrive?
She's sexy. In the world of shower doors, one size does not fit all.